our biggest downfall right now is we're having too many mental mistakes out there as a young defense right now. But, you know, if we contain, you know, AP, keep him in there, and we contain that run, I think we do a good job, you know, stopping the pass. You know, granted, they're going to make plays. They got some great players over there. I think we got some good ones too. So, I don't know. I got to watch this film and make sure we correct the mistakes, but we can't have those in big games like this.
I think Colin was voiced some frustration. And maybe it's Colin Jenkins. The emotion of the moment, perhaps. I don't know. But he said that in the second half, the handcuffs came off the defense. You guys got some rush, and he said, let's let the guys play. It sounded like he was voicing frustration with the scheme. Are you good with where you guys are at?
No. I don't have no problem with any scheme. You know, with any scheme, every scheme is pretty similar. You know, it really comes down to you making plays. You know, when that guy's lined up against you, you got to make plays. You know, of course, there's going to be, you know, coaches are going to make some bad calls, and we're going to make some bad plays, you know, and that's part of being a team. Not everyone's perfect. You know, I don't know if I don't know if anybody has frustrations with the scheme. You know, that's not my business. My business is to make plays, bring all these guys together, and make sure we don't have any frustration. So we'll handle that when we get in our defensive room, if there is. You know, no one's scared to talk around here, and we'll get everything on the table when we get it on the table. But right now, we just got to focus on making plays, whatever we call. You know, I don't care if we call whatever. Everybody run to the goal line. Run to the goal line, come back and make a play. You know, that's what we do. So I'm not worried about the scheme. I'm worried about us making plays, and that's it. So.
Cleaning up penalties, got a costly one in the first half, up 4 points. After a while, it just becomes a trend, no longer a habit. Is it lack of focus? Is it? How do you explain? I mean,
it's hard to explain these penalties. You know, some of them are playing hard, being too emotional at certain points, and we've definitely got to be smarter. You know, as far as penalties go. We're going to have them, though, because we're an emotional defense. We play hard, and that stuff happens. But we've got to pick and choose when to make, you know, be smart about that stuff. Like I said, you know, the defense didn't do like we wanted to do. We gave too much field position away as far as special teams go. We didn't capitalize all around, all sides of the ball. And we got to do what we got to do. So,
Charles Woodson's thought that at times Favre might have been picking up what you guys were doing defensively. Did you feel that was taking place out on the field at all?
No, I thought Favre played a well game. You know, he's been picking up defenses, you know, for a long time, and he picked up some all year. He picked us out a little bit, you know, and that's going to happen, you know, with a smart quarterback like that. And it's on us to react and make plays and make sure, you know, I think, like they say, you know, every defense can stop every offense if everyone executes their responsibilities. You know, sometimes there's some calls that are vulnerable in certain positions. And I don't know if those calls were made. I just play my responsibility and try to make plays. So,
guy's 40 years old. He's been in the league 17 years. Is it hard to disguise things against someone like that?
He's definitely a smart quarterback. And you know, to disguise things, you know, it's going to be tough, you know, with a quarterback like that. We've got to be a little bit better at disguising all around and executing the blitz. You know, to say that's the reason that we lost, no, I don't think so. I think, you know, we had some great calls, you know. We just got to execute. You know, I don't know. You know, at this point, I don't worry about what was a bad call, what was a good call. You know, I worry about what we did on the field, you know, and made the mistakes, you know, that we could have capitalized. I mean, there were plenty of good calls and plenty of situations where we could have made plays. So we just got to capitalize when we get the opportunity to.
Why so much more aggressive in the second half? It seemed like you're like the 17-year-old, you got your license, you work, you get the insurance, and your parents really don't really want to trust you with the car just yet. It seems like in the second half there was a little bit more trust, and y'all got a little looser. You got looser, the secondary, everybody else. Why?
You know, I have no, I don't know. You know, I don't know what the coordinator's thinking at the time. I thought we brought a little pressure in the second half. I don't even know how the pressure stands up, what we brought in the first half or the second half. But, you know, whatever the calls are, we've got to get home and make plays, you know. We practice all week to execute, and we got to execute in the games. You know, like I said, it's hard. You know, I don't know. You know what calls were made. You know, as far as like what's good or bad. You know, if that's what you're looking for, I don't know. I have to watch film and see what that is. I think every call is good. You know, if we execute and do what we're supposed to do.
Compared to the first half, though, it's not like you didn't get his jersey dirty today. You hit him a few times. There were a few balls that got knocked up in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, he got hit a few times. It just seems like from an attitude standpoint, you were down and you were more willing to punch them in the mouth in the second.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, I think the first half, you know, we focused on stopping the run a little bit and kind of got in our base defenses. I think we're in bad field position, you know. So to run those pressures, you know, in that field position, sometimes, you know, you got to pick and choose. So in the second half, we got in some situations where we were able to bring a little bit more pressure. I thought we did, you know, and, you know, we got close, but we got to get home.
Silly penalties also in the field position. Field position, Harvin was huge in terms of making it to short field.
Yeah, I mean, penalties, the number one, are, you know, just unacceptable. Sometimes you're going to have, you know, aggressive penalties where we're out there playing hard, and that stuff happens. You know, we're emotional defense, and we play hard. Field position on, you know, special teams, we've got to pick that up a lot. We got to be a lot better in that area all around. So we got work to do. You know, we're not throwing the season away. We're disappointed, you know, feelings hurt. You know, felt like we let our fans down in this one, but, you know, we still got a lot of season left, you know, and we may see them again in the playoffs. You never know what's going to happen.
You glad the side plots are all done now in terms of the Favre aspect? I mean, that's kind of closed up. You may see him again, but I mean, clearly under different circumstances, it'll be more about the Minnesota Vikings maybe than Brett Favre now.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really care too much about the side plots. I thought it was entertaining for you guys, and, you know, we probably got a lot of ratings off of this game for that. But other than that, you know, I don't care about that type of stuff. You know, we're out there to play football games, regardless if it's Brett Favre, Bart Starr, Paul Hornung, whoever's out there. You know, so, you know, we're disappointed, number one. But now that side show is over, you know, let's move on. Let's play football, you know, don't worry about nothing else. So.